Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, February 20, 2026. No blue thin blowout this summer on Cape Ann, and no code red anymore for area cities is a possibility. Wintry mix, breezy, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 1:05 p.m. Bobby Grady writes in the Gloucester Times, the annual bluefin blowout tuna fishing tournament will not be returning this summer, but its organizers are looking to pass the torch to anyone interested in keeping the event alive. The Lion Wah Group is stepping away as the tourney's organizers because the event has become too big to manage, while overseeing seven car dealerships. The tournament, based at Cape Ann Marina, 75 Essex Avenue in Gloucester, attracted anglers as near as Gloucester and New England and as far as the West Coast. The Lion Wah Auto Group has been the tournament's main sponsor since 2011 and took over the organization in 2014. Gloucester resident Warren Wah, managing partner for the Lion Wah Auto Group, said in a statement, "Someone should take over management of the Bluefin Tournament. If that happens, his group would continue to support the event." Michael McHugh writes in the Salem News, Salem and Peabody officials are exploring alternatives to their Code Red emergency alert systems after residents have reported multiple reliability issues with the service. Since at least November, when there was a change in ownership of the company that provides Code Red and a transition to a new platform, both cities have received numerous reports of residents experiencing problems with the service. The most common issue is that residents who are subscribed to the system are not receiving notifications about parking bans, delays in trash pickup, and other citywide alerts. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie writes in a Newburyport Daily News, although winter weather has put work on pause, city officials said completion of a major downtown improvement project is still on track. Newburyport's downtown lighting and paving project is expected to resume and poised to complete its third phase in the early spring, according to Mayor Sean Reardon. The project is currently in its third phase, which will see 47 lights replaced on Water Street, with 18 new lights being installed between State Street and Pleasant Street, 9 on the western side of State Street between Pleasant and Harris Streets, and 9 on the eastern side of State Street between Pleasant and Prospect Streets. From the desk of Media Director Bill Newell, the Salem High School boys basketball team closed out its regular season last night with a statement win. The Witches topped Division I Catholic Memorial 68-64 to head into the postseason with a 19-2 record. Elsewhere, Masconomet beat Georgetown 49-42. The Chieftains ended their regular season at 17-3. It was Lynn Classical over Everett 47-41. Rams closing out the regular season with the same record, 17-3. In boys hockey, Beverly was a 3-1 winner over Silver Lake, with Logan Bowen scoring all three goals for the Panthers. St. Mary's earned a 2-1 win over Winchester. Stephen Nason netted the game-winning goal for the Spartans. The nationally ranked Endicott College men's hockey team beat Johnson and Wales last night 6-2 at the Bork. In pro sports, the Celtics were winners against the Warriors on the road last night 121-110. Up next for the Celtics, a game at the Lakers on Sunday afternoon. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom Nicastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.